Hey guys.
Hey guys.
It's with a real heavy heart here at the Probably Sounds Awful podcast, episode 18. You can find us on Twitter at normally_norm. Please, this will be a big week to email us. We're going to need it. You can email us at normallynormalcrew@gmail.com. And please go to our website. It's super great. At www.normallynormal.com. Brian, I had to get through that, man, but this is rough.
I know, man. I'm sorry. I know.
I'm one of your hosts, Leo Albert Kovalik Jr.
I'm your other host, Brian Colbert Kennedy.
We normally start this show with another host as well.
Of course.
And it already feels really lacking that we don't have that.
Guys, we are really sorry to have to say that.
I can't, Brian. You have to say it.
I got it. Are you okay?
No, I mean,
our very good friend, brother, even Josh Patton, is gone.
Oh God!
Wow, I don't think I've said it out loud yet.
So, just let's all take a moment and just remember him. At his best.
We love you, Josh.
Who can say where the road goes, where the day flows, only time.
Toaster oven!
Who can say?
Dealing with the fact that everyone knows all my secrets. You know, I don't really have many specific memories from different New Year's parties other than just hanging out, drinking, and having a good time.
Let's check the jingle. Sometimes you feel like a mounds. Sometimes you feel like mounds with more stuff in it. Fairly certain, unfortunately, that their father passed away. And oh. So. No, he finds into Asian girls and any boy.
Yes, Josh. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs?
That is correct.
Yes! Fucking, you know, have a great body.
Mm-hmm. I want you to, too.
And I know Josh wants
to,
too.
My own benefit.
First time we did it, we were banned almost immediately.
Yeah.
I am not very good at sport. Let's see if we can just get in and get it.
To get it to shoot off,
like the two parents who had gotten off. I am on the Twitter. All right, awesome. Let's get on with the show.
All right, man. To be honest, that was a little bit too long.
Very long. Like, I didn't expect there to be too much, you know, about him that we'd have to spend time on.
Yeah, and the entire song, it's like we're listening, you know, these people are listening to a podcast.
Right.
Like, let's...
Like, let's get over it. Let's move on.
Yeah, so speaking of moving on, Brian, hi. How are you, bud?
Hey, Leo. What's up, buddy?
Oh, I'm good, dude. I'm good.
Episode 18?
Episode 18. Pretty pumped about this. Yeah. I want to hear... You know, first, let's just talk about it. We talk about football a lot.
Yes.
On this podcast.
It is the first podcast episode since The Bowl.
The Bowl. The Bowl of Supers. So we're going to just, this will probably be the last time for a while that we talk about football.
So, yeah, I think so.
So I guess if you want to throw it to...
Then just throw it over to...
Sports Corner sports of corner. The World, maybe? I'm not 100% sure what Sports Corner.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I could please have your attention, Leo Kovalik is here to talk about the Sports Corner of the World. Leo.
Hey guys, it's me, Leo Albert Kovalik Jr. here at Sports Corner of the World.
Happy to have you.
All right, that's going to be done with that.
Okay, cool. Got it.
So the Super Bowl, it was the Denver Broncos versus the Carolina, both North and South. They kind of combined together.
Yeah, and the all of the Carolinas.
Yep, to form the Panthers.
Yeah, they're black cats.
Yep, only 54 of them together. So 54 men on a football team. There you go, a little knowledge drop for you guys.
Trivia.
Or it's 53. I'm actually not 100%.
It's either 53 or 54.
I'm not 100%
sure. It's somewhere around the amount of cards that are
in a
deck.
It's 53 because it's a 53-man roster.
Got it.
Boom, done. So that was the Super Bowl. Brian,
Super Bowl 50.
Do? Super Bowl 50.
Big deal.
They didn't do an L. They've done Roman numerals always up to now.
Right,
but I guess.
I think it just said SB50.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird. I would love SBL.
I know. Me
like,
too.
What is that?
Maybe they got into some. Maybe that's like a pretty popular phrase, like initials for something else, and that's why they couldn't use it.
The hashtag suck butt love.
I think it's probably suck butt love. Yeah.
So they tried to get away from. Oh, we don't really want to be involved.
Well, speaking of that, there was that huge controversy from that pastor who was like, "Oh, yo, the halftime show is all about promoting homosexuality."
Let's talk about how great the halftime show was.
I thought it was great.
Yeah, it kind of didn't hit me at first that Beyonce was doing, you know, Michael Jackson, Black Panthers.
Yeah.
I thought that was really great, and I haven't seen her new video yet.
She crushes.
Apparently, she crushes.
She's
it.
Such a performer. It's amazing. And the other everybody was. Did you like notice all the hate for Coldplay?
I have no idea.
I know. It's like, what are you talking? Everybody hates Coldplay now, and they're just
I don't know. The only thing that I would have enjoyed that halftime show a little bit more because the stage was so colorful and like
they were naked chicks.
They were instead of jumping violinist kids, they were naked.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
But no, just if they would have just, I know it would push the game back a little bit, but just make it an hour later so when it was halftime, it was nighttime.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. All the lights and stuff.
Because there's so many lights. I mean, obviously, I probably wouldn't be able to read the signs in the crowd, and I think that was the big thing. So I'd be like, believe in, what?
Sorry, what was that?
It's so dark. But at that point, I think it was great. Josh made a funny joke, rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Josh.
That his last joke ever was the whole entire bottom of the stage looked like they were dancing on a screensaver, and I was
if
midway through someone bumped the mouse,
the mouse.
And, like, turned back on. It was just like
a desktop full of files. Oh, yeah,
it's a really embarrassing desktop.
That's pretty good. Josh doesn't have a lot of good jokes, but that one was okay.
That landed pretty nicely with me.
He was an idiot.
But then also he landed too hard on the ground and died, so unfortunately. Goodbye.
Pretty good halftime show. Game,
oh you boy
know, rough. Somebody said it really well last night. I had some pizza and some wine after work with a couple people.
They said that really well.
Yeah, thanks. And the bartender, we were all talking, and the bartender was like, it was a really boring game for like people who don't know football.
Okay.
And for people who love football, awesome game. And then this dude walks in who's like obviously a huge football fan, and this dude, Kilby, the bartender, is like, hey, Rick, how'd you like the game? And he was like, great game. Great defensive game.
Yeah.
Just proving the point that, you know, like if you love football, it was kind of a good game, like to watch that hard defense on both teams.
It was pretty interesting to see Cam Newton just get rocked.
God, he got destroyed.
Like, he had never gotten rocked all season, and they said he was the most sacked.
Yep.
It totally changed their game. It completely threw him off. You could tell.
So nuts. And Carolina's D is great, too, and they did a great job in the Super Bowl, too. They got to Peyton several times, not as many times as Cam got hit, but it was just, like, all defense.
I don't think Peyton Manning threw a touchdown. That's why I'm like, if you can get to him and stop him from throwing a touchdown.
Interesting, really.
Because I think it was the defensive touchdown.
Yeah, right, there was that.
It was the running play by C.J. Anderson, and then that would be 14 points, and the rest were just field goals.
Wow.
I think that's what it was.
Not a huge game for Peyton, but take home a ring before he's out is cool, I guess. I don't know.
For sure. I mean, he's thinking about not retiring. He's also thinking about how much money he made by saying, I'm going to go have a bunch of Budweisers tonight drinking all the Gatorade. And when they cut to him, he was literally sitting in front of a crate of Gatorade and he was drinking a Gatorade, just like looking at the camera. I'm like, oh my God.
Don't you think that's funny how, I mean, it's clearly not up to just them. You know, they have representation, needs to make money and stuff too, but athletes and actors and musicians, like how much it gets to a point where they're just like, yeah, I'll do a commercial or advert or like sponsor anything
because for sure
it's going to make me millions of dollars.
And that's the thing too, is I think it's more like their time. Like Anthony Hopkins was in you know, some Quicken Loan commercial or something. Yeah. I think it was actually TurboTax, but you know, that probably took him
after he was a celebrity or before.
Like now in this Super Bowl.
He was?
Yeah, Anthony Hopkins was in a TurboTax.
I was working, so I didn't get to watch a lot of it.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask what you did for it, so thanks for spoiling it.
Yep. Don't even ask it, dummy.
Don't even ask it. No, I was just going to basically say that I think for him, that's, you know commercials, maybe that's a day or two of work sitting in that chair.
Tough. Especially when it's somebody like that, they probably get him in and out quick. Yep. It was probably half a day of work.
And he got paid.
For so much money.
For so much money.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Commercials, let's talk about those real quick. I know you didn't get to watch it.
Yes, sadly.
I was not really impressed.
Oh, really?
There was one pretty good one. It was about like some kind of like beatbox boy who was like a horse whisperer, and like you would totally not, you know, he did a really good job. So that was like the only one.
That's cool.
Even then, it's not so great that it sticks out so much in my mind that I can actually like remember it 100%.
Right, right.
So there was the one that just seemed so contrived, and it was just so like,
what was it?
The puppy monkey baby.
Oh yeah, I have seen little clips of
like
that.
It's just like, man, like it was like seemed like a table executive sitting around being like, how do we?
This will be funny.
Yeah, people will love this. It'll go viral.
Interesting. I didn't do like I didn't like play catch up with the commercials yet. If I'm not in a Super Bowl commercial, I don't care.
Heck yeah.
Except apparently our buddy Seth was.
Seth was in the very, very first commercial break of the Super Bowl.
Oh, cool. Nice.
You know, one of those commercials where they're like, and this is Brian, and this is Steve, and this is Alex, and they're kind of jumping around. He was the first person. He was running, and then it cut to another woman.
Oh, cool.
And there was a lot of different cuts, but he was the first initial shot, so that was super
great. That's pretty great.
Immediately texted Seth and was like, dude, great job.
Nice. That's cool.
Because at first I wasn't 100% sure it was him, but I just recognized, man, that guy looks just like Seth with the mustache, and I was like, I'm 100% probably sure after thinking more about it that it was him.
Nice. All right, so the Super Bowl commercials weren't that great. Halftime show was pretty great.
Yeah.
Game,
I like the message of the halftime show, too, because during football, which, you know, I don't want to stereotype people that watch football because I'm not like this, but I watch football.
Right.
It was such a juxtaposition from the game of like, oh, beat each other up and punch each other to a politically charged and, you know, LGBT charged halftime show with like Believe in Love and like just so beautiful and colorful. I was just like, man, fuck you. Like, it was just like a big.
This is what's funny about it. I do, like, obviously, it's so great to see that, something like that. I'm all for any kind of pro, you know, love, kindness, compassion, of course. But I can't help but think all the time, like, how much of a game it is. Because, you know, the NFL, probably more than ever, is getting, you know, gets so much heat for how it leaves some of its players and how, you know, all that shit, how dangerous it is afterwards, physically for these guys and mentally, and all the players that, you know, are just douchebag, wife beater assholes.
Yep.
And so it's like such a, you know, it's like, I wish I could think that it just came from a great place, but I think it's like a well, okay, we're getting some heat, we better do this so the people love us again.
It was great. And for, I would probably say for like every 50, you know, douchebag shitty people, there's the JJ Watt, there's
Cam Newton
there, you know, just seeing him ever since like 2011, like giving balls to the children, literally taking the shoes and stuff.
I always give balls to the children, but then I got to run away from the police.
Yeah, but then that's like a very different situation.
Different story, yeah.
And then obviously the guy who won the Walter Payton Award, Antoine Bolden from the 49ers. It's like there are good people out there. It just sucks
that
a lot of them ruin it. And giving the NFL is a $10 billion a year organization that pays no tax. It's like, okay, let's give back, and I'm glad that a lot of players do that and see that.
Yeah.
what's this guy from
Edward Scissorhands?
Not DeMarco Ware. Von Miller.
Von Miller
Was on Clueless Gamer with Conan O'Brien.
Oh, okay.
And his ultimate goal is when he retires is to just open up a chicken farm, a couple of them, that have live feeds of what the chickens are doing at any current moment, so that everyone can know that they're living well.
That's awesome.
And he's like, so he's like, you know, Von Miller chicken, when you can actually see how your chickens are being raised.
That's crazy.
So that was super cool. So there's a lot of those moments. So the Super Bowl, what did you do? I know you said you were working.
Yeah, I worked. I worked at Bledsoe's. Walked in, and the whole place was empty because, you know, they cleared out everybody so that once the like reservations started, they could come in. So I just like walked in, started prepping, and then the whole place just got filled in 2 seconds.
How did they do? How did they clear people out? It's like a stink bomb, or
I think they threw a bunch of stink bombs.
Oh, okay,
which was it works, but then you have a new problem, the lingering, which is that your restaurant stinks like stink bombs.
The lingering effect of the stink bomb.
It was fun. It's just that everybody was just, like, throwing up because of how bad it smelled.
So that's kind of a situation that we were talking about before the podcast, where I could probably hook up with one of my neighbors.
Oh, right.
So it's like, at first, you know, you hook up. It's a great idea.
I love hooking up.
But then you have But then you have the lingering effect.
Yeah, of everything that it comes with it.
If you don't, you know, if you guys grow apart.
No, of course.
So yeah, so stink bomb, not the best one. Thanks. I'm glad you guys thought ahead, cleared them out, probably in a different way.
Yeah, no, honestly, it was really great. Me and Aaron worked. I love Aaron so much.
Aaron's the best.
And so, we bartended. It was like super busy. Everybody was loving the game. It was really fun.
I'm going to need your help.
I can offer you some help.
Speaking of great people that you work with.
Yeah.
I want.
There are not many of them.
I want whichever ones you choose,
sure.
Including Aaron, Kelsey.
Yes.
To come to Pin Dodge.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I like that.
That sounds great.
I'll
drop the message.
For those listening, Pin Dodge is March 5th. If you are in the Los Angeles area, you can Venmo Leo Albert Kovalik Jr.
Boom.
Kovalik317@gmail.com. $10.
Oh, I got to do that still.
And I'll put you on the roster.
Boom. And Pin Dodge is fun.
Pin Dodge, I keep being asked how to describe Pin Dodge, and I constantly come to a brick wall.
Yeah.
And then I try to like run through it, but I sound like an idiot on the other side. Like where I'm basically just like, it's dodgeball with bowling and kickball combined.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like, that's not what it is.
It's like, what other games are you protecting like your thing and nobody can, and like a
parenthood.
Got it. Protecting your child so nobody could throw a ball at it.
Or, you know, balls that Brian's bringing.
Listen, I've only done it to the children. Times, okay.
Also, so I basically got to the
hashtag
point.
Catholic Church.
Oh, God. So I was raised Catholic, and I agree. but I would have to say, and now I'm an atheist. What does that mean? But it's.
You got smart.
Yep. You done smartened up. But no, I would say that I've gotten to the point of now just describing Pin Dodge as imagine dodgeball, but instead of hitting each other, you're going for the pins of the three other teammates that you have. And they're like, I guess, whatever. I'll give you a permit. Yeah. I'll give you a permit for that.
I'll tell you. Two teams. Your goal is to protect your pins that you're standing in front of while also trying to knock down the other team's pins with dodgeballs that you throw.
That was well said. I should just record that and play it every single time or send it.
Hey, Leo, what's Pin Dodge? Give me 1 second. Yeah, I'm going to open up the phone here.
I have to open up a file of someone else describing it.
It is really fun. It is one of the like best workouts I've ever gotten in my life.
Yes, I'm already doing squats to prepare.
Plus, that first year was like 1,000 degrees outside.
Yep, that was a real bad idea. Guys, kids, when you think about playing a game for 8 hours and it's 103 in LA in September, you know, maybe just cancel it.
Guys, speaking of that, I would love to welcome all of my fellow Southern California residents on this day, February the 10th of 2016. Welcome to summer.
It is
over 90 degrees outside, and was yesterday, and it will be again tomorrow.
It's hot.
It's fucking hot.
I wasn't wearing any clothes today until I was like, hey, I'm gonna go to Starbucks. I got done setting up.
Oh yeah, right.
Josh couldn't have walked through the door because he's dead, but if his ghost came in, he would see a naked man setting up our studio.
And
and
if his ghost would come in here, I would get the fuck out of here. we have had enough of you, okay? Josh is gone. We don't need more Josh.
That is so true.
Rest in peace, I guess.
I don't know. You know, rest in pieces. Remember see that?
Yeah, rest in pieces.
Reese's Pieces. I've been thinking about those. So
if you died and then you became just a large bag of Reese's Pieces for your friends, I think that there's no beating that.
Okay, so I just weighed myself the other day.
Yeah.
I'm 225 pounds.
Okay.
Okay. I would like to, when I die, to die and become 225 pounds of Reese's Pieces.
I'm not kidding. I would kill you right now. if that happened, I would try to kill you right now.
Oh, man.
I just love Reese's Pieces.
But if, okay, how about if I die of natural causes,
yeah.
It's I turn into 225 pounds of Reese's Pieces.
Oh, but if somebody kills
if
you.
If I die being killed, yeah. I turn into a bunch of dates.
Ah, 225 dates are not as good. Not as good. It's true.
You'd be so mad.
So I have to wait, like, how old are you, 32?
I'm 30, going to be 32 in March, John. 31. So, you're 31. I'm a young 31
right
now.
So I need to wait, like, 50 years before I can get this 225-pound bag of Reese's Pieces.
I don't know, man. I thought 25 was going to be it. So
that's true. I can't believe you're still alive.
I know. I'm living it, dude.
What are you doing?
I'm going to soon join Josh in the underworld.
I'll be less happy that you're gone.
Me and Hades.
Just hanging out.
Just hanging out. Him just torturing me. I'm, like, cool with it.
It would be interesting, you know, to be able to, like, if all of this were real and not a make-believe story, die, and whether you go to heaven or hell, like, hang out with these dudes.
Yeah.
And just, you know, see what's up.
I think I'd be like, I would just have to get like in his mind, I'd play like a psychological game like,
with
Satan or Hades. I believe in Greek mythology, so relax.
Got it. I prefer to call him, what's that other name he has? What did they call him in, just with a C?
Olympus.
No. Damn it. Mars. I'll think of it and then I'll
He's
get it.
He's a god of war. But I would, Uranus.
Lucifer?
Uranus. Yeah, Lucifer works.
But there's another one. I'm going to think of it later.
Okay, Satan, Lucifer.
I don't think that you can call him Uranus.
No, it's not. But I would get to play the psychological game of going to be like, I'm going to pierce your soul and shove bars of hot liquid up your butt. And I'm like, cool, bro. I've been waiting for this,
Sounds
great.
Here's my asshole.
Yep. And then he'll be like, oh, what?
Yeah, that's good. This is a good trick to play on the devil.
What are you doing? Get the fuck out of here.
Oh my god, I love it.
What did I do for the Super Bowl?
What did you do for
coming
the Super
all the
Bowl?
Way back around.
All the way back around the Super Bowl.
After bags of Reese's Pieces. I just chilled. I just hung here.
Nice.
Last year I got a little bit crazy. And it was super fun. And if they would have done it again, I probably would have done it again. I went to the Fonda.
Oh, okay, cool.
And they opened up the actual, you know, Blue Palms, then opened up the Fonda, which, you know, is a big musical venue here in LA. But they had a projector and a screen on it, and everybody was sitting around watching Super Bowl there. So that was super fun. Got a little bit too crazy. So this year I just decided to
mellow out.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Try to even out the scales a little bit and just chill.
Yeah.
And watch it here.
Every time I do something stupid, 1 year later on that day, I try to do something chill to make up for it.
Oh my God. Okay. So, all right. Okay. It's on my calendar. Last year got a little bit too crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was the Super Bowl. I think all end all be all, you know, our Bears and our Redskins weren't in it. So until next year.
Yeah. You guys did really well. And we'll see how it'll be next year.
There
will be. Or if we saw.
There is a great video of a young lady, it's about 2 minutes long, yelling at her husband when he told her that he spent their life savings on going to the Super Bowl.
My God.
And I just thought about myself being like, I am so glad I'm not married to her, because when the Redskins go to the Super Bowl,
you are going
to
be spending all of your money.
Absolutely. Whatever.
Justin Morrow went to the Super Bowl.
I don't know how. I need to call him.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him yet. He was here in California where we live.
And he had,
although far away, but still.
Insanely great seats.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
He had really great seats. And then, like, obviously, he was taking pictures with all the, you know, former MVPs.
Yeah.
Tom Brady got booed.
I don't
know how I feel. I was going to say I love it, but also it's like, damn, that dude's so good. I think he's
great. He's great.
And his look on his face when he got booed was just like, fuck all y'all. I got hot wife,
I'm Tom Brady,
bunch of cool kids, and three Super Bowl wins. So get
the
hell out.
I'm sure he doesn't give a shit about most of those people hating him.
So yeah, that's the Super Bowl. Probably the last time we talk about football. So you guys, here's cheering and jeering out there.
Yeah.
So hold on. Let me listen closely. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. That's cheering. Yeah. And both cheering and jeering.
And there's cheering at the same time.
Rest in peace until, when does football start? September?
August.
End of August.
I get pretty pumped for preseason stuff, but you know, we got the draft, which comes up sooner than later in March, I think.
April. I think I said it before, but I think I care less about it now.
Yeah.
But
we'll see.
Yeah.
See, when that ball leaves that tee and is kicked off down the field to the end zone, and the Bears go, okay, let's begin the season.
Yep. Which is how every team starts every year. just so we're all clear.
So, anytime somebody is, okay, here comes the ball. The season's going to begin. I got to catch this.
They should just start miking all the kicker receivers.
Yeah.
So that every time we can hear them say, here comes the ball, and I'm going to catch it, and now I'm going to run with it down the field.
Or if you're good at something, don't do it for free. They can mic us, and we can just basically, like, this is 100% what he said. We're just transcribing
right,
it.
Right, right. Ooh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
And we say what we think all the football players are saying.
Yeah. Well,
sort of like a Mystery Science Theater 3000, but instead of a movie they're watching, it's us and we're watching live football games.
Yeah. And it's, we can hopefully also have millions of views, like bad lip reading.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Because that's like their most popular video, is like the NFL one.
Oh, yeah.
They keep coming out with those.
Some of them are funny.
Yeah.
Some of them are funny.
It would be funnier if that was all real.
Yeah.
Those people were actually saying that. Not like a bad lip reading. That was absolutely what they were saying.
They were just cutting together real pieces of footage where different football players said dumb shit.
Some alternate, Snickers are like chicken bacon. I don't know if anyone ever said that.
Snickers are like chicken bacon, though.
So, Brian, moving away from the Super Bowl, I have to ask, how's your stress doing? Last week, you were we were a little hot.
You know, that's real nice of you to ask.
Through the roof,
yeah. I was through the roof, yeah.
I wouldn't normally ask as like a friend, but I wanted to ask.
It's just for the show.
Just all show.
No, you haven't asked me shit as a friend. No. Stress level.
I actually have asked you to stream The Witness with us, and you never responded.
Wait, you asked me to what?
Stream The Witness with us.
You did?
Yeah. Or just play all three of us together sitting around.
I really do want to do that. I didn't realize that you. I'm sorry for not.
You didn't realize when I texted it to you that I was serious?
Yeah, no, I don't get texts.
Okay, got it. Got it.
Just everyone knows out there, don't text me, don't get them.
All right, don't text Brian, guys.
Stress level 10 has been wildly reduced.
Nice.
Yeah. Which I should have expected, because this is what happens all the time. Well, I don't get stressed that much, actually. But when I do get stressed, it's because I realize that I am always trying to make everyone happy and disappoint people as little as possible, which I think is a good thing, except that it starts to get in my way sometimes, and I over-stress out and like over-worry about shit for no reason. Because as much as I was stressing out, the people on the other end were not stressed out that much.
Yeah.
I walked into my training shift that next morning after our podcast knowing that I had to leave early and like shit might be fucked up. And I just walked right past my boss and he was like, oh, we're cool. It was just like, no. And I was just like, oh, great. Like,
very no cool. Big deal. Very
didn't have
cool.
to stress about that at all. So that's kind of funny. I need to like chill and not be so worried about disappointing people, because sometimes people are going to be disappointed.
Well, last week you had there was a lot of stuff going on, so I'd understand it.
It was, yeah. And it continued. That was Wednesday we recorded the podcast. So it was still 3 more days after that of all that shit happening. Mm-hmm. But once that, you know, as the weekend went on and stuff, it got better. So the
ebbs and flow of life, Brian.
You know, it's life. It ebbs and it flows.
And it flows. People cheer. People jeer.
God, ain't that the truth,
ain't
bro.
Ain't that the truth.
Yeah, so it's good. So it's all good. I still have both jobs right now. Didn't have to miss the wardrobe fitting for my commercial, which I shoot tomorrow.
Nice. Super pumped.
Yeah, thanks, man. So I think everything's good.
Good.
Speaking of, God, if Josh was alive, I was pretty sure he was scheduled to be doing a couple days of shooting on that show, but then he died. So.
I mean, unfortunately, he lost it during his death.
Okay. Is that how he died?
Yeah.
I couldn't remember.
Yeah, when...
Because I don't care.
Yeah, because when... You will lose stuff if you have something set up and then you die.
Right.
Apparently, you don't get to continue doing what you
were going
to do.
Yeah, like if there are plans that are set days after you die, then those go. Yeah, those are no longer.
Just gone.
So what happened, production's probably really happy because Josh dies. They get to go with their second choice, who is probably way better.
Yeah.
So whoever got Josh's job, way to go.
So, yeah, we'll look for that, and we'll look to see, just the better choice.
Yeah, that's what I just want to see, the better choice.
I want to say that last night, my week was going really well.
Yeah.
And then at about...
Up until?
Yep. Okay. And then at about 1 a.m., Brian, you might not appreciate this, but about 1 a.m., I read something on Twitter.
Okay.
And did not go to sleep until about 4:20, because I could not go to sleep.
4:20 a.m.
until I spooked it.
Bro, yeah.
Could not get myself to go to sleep.
So for 3 hours and 20 minutes, you stayed awake
lying in bed, staring at the ceiling.
Yeah. I'm excited to know what this is. Why did you say that I wouldn't appreciate it?
Because
I go to bed early.
I don't know if you know this about me. When I got the original PlayStation, my parents were like, here you go. You asked for the N64 just a year ago. Stop asking for shit.
Yeah.
I received the game that is still ingrained in me, and it's my absolute favorite game of all time, and my favorite mascot of all time.
Holy shit.
Crash Bandicoot.
Oh, yeah.
So he's sitting right here on our board in front of us. I read a tweet last night that Sony, I believe Middle East, sent out a picture, a very cryptic message of Crash Bandicoot, and it just said something along the lines of what's lost can be found. And I lost my mind.
So you started reading between the lines.
He's been dead since, 1999.
Wait, he actually died?
No, but his character, his mask has been dead. They haven't made a game of him. They haven't even talked about him.
Wow, it was that long ago?
Yeah. I remember in like 95, 96, they had those commercials where a man in a Crash Bandicoot suit was yelling with a microphone at the Nintendo offices in San Francisco. And it was like some of the best commercials with that giant Crash Bandicoot man. And I forever loved PlayStation from that moment. And last night, reading that tweet at 1:15 in the morning-ish, I could not go to sleep. I have been scouring the internet for news about this today. There's a site.
The possible return of Crash Bandicoot. Wow.
There's a site called NeoGAF.
Yeah.
Which, you know, to be a handsome man who's buff and burly like you who enjoys sports.
Right. No, right.
Let's call it a nerd site.
Okay.
And you would, you know, probably punch it or like, you know, like bully it a little bit.
If some nerd site comes up on my computer by accident, I punch the shit out of my computer.
You punch the shit out of the computer. Fuck that. So many computers.
Yeah. I'm in a lot of debt because all
the computers I'm buying. But I'm scouring a place called NeoGAF. Basically, there's about 50-50 split that it's a hoax that this is just a possible. Announcement that's going to be coming later.
Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
As a reporter, who tweeted it?
It's the official account.
The official
of Sony Middle East.
The official account.
Yeah.
With the little blue check mark.
Yep.
Or whatever. So, okay, but then again, somebody could have done that and still be faking it just to get people excited or something.
Or, you know, somebody hacked the site and did it and then was like, oh God, like,
Man, this is huge news for Crash Bandicoot.
I know. So, just if I look tired right now, it's not because my friend Josh Patton passed away.
Yeah.
I would stay up all night crying.
Yeah. You gave almost lost no sleep about that.
It was more because there's a possible reboot of Crash Bandicoot coming up.
Josh died. Crash Bandicoot returned.
It's pretty simple. Blind Justice doesn't have to weigh too heavily or think about it that much.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah. Well, please keep us posted.
I will. And
I've always loved his little.
I will lose my mind. Yeah. Like literally, I thought about what would happen if like today I woke up and there was a trailer.
Yeah.
I would probably just cry and then that would be pieces. I would cry myself to death, which would be natural causes, and then you would come in here to do the podcast and you would see just 225 pounds of Reese's Pieces.
Man, yeah,
probably melted at that point because it's super hot in California.
It's very warm right now.
Yeah.
I think I would still...
Uncomfortably warm.
Like if I opened a bag of Reese's Pieces and inside it were a bunch of melted Reese's Pieces because it had been out in the sun,
yeah.
I think I'd be fine with that and I would just dip a spoon in there and just
eat it up. Oh my God.
I mean, how good does that sound?
Josh, a little interesting fact about our now dead friend.
If we have to talk about him, sure.
Again, he did not know that Reese's Pieces are probably my absolute favorite candy and a huge, I would say vice.
And you're not a big chocolate guy, and there's chocolate in Reese's Pieces.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's more of a soft coating shell.
It is a very thin shell, and mostly peanut butter.
Chocolate gives me heartburn and acne.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm not a big fan of it. Those aren't two things that I enjoy in life.
No, those are awful
to have.
Wow.
Other than that, how was your week, Brian? I know you today had an audition earlier. Could you talk about it?
It was good, man. Wardrobe for the commercial I'm shooting tomorrow was real fun. Met some cool people. So I don't... Oh, yeah. This is new. So I was on a veil for this commercial, right?
Okay.
And then I got put on a veil for another commercial.
Ooh.
So awesome. But the like shoot dates were the same, like between the 8th and the 13th of February or something.
Wow.
So, which is kind of hard to figure out because if you might not be able to book both of them then because of that. So I booked the one and then was waiting to hear on the second one. The second one says I was first choice. They did want to book me, but couldn't because of the shoot dates.
Oh.
And the one that I am shooting wanted my beard, and the one that I can't shoot didn't want my beard. So kind of crazy to figure that I like almost had two commercials.
At the you could have been that Chris Pratt at that time.
Right.
Doing two different things.
Yeah. Pretty kooky. So that sort of sucks, but of course I'm very happy that, the one worked out.
Would you consider yourself Chris Pratt of the commercial world?
No, I would not. I would not.
Okay, I would.
I'm a really big fan of Chris Pratt. Chris Pratt is on my vision board.
Uh-huh. I've seen it. It's a great vision board.
He's really funny.
There's
a hardworking motherfucker.
Do you mind if I just say what's on your vision board?
Do you go ahead? Do you know
Twizzlers?
No.
No. Chris Pratt.
Okay. Yes, that is true. But I said it.
Groot for some reason.
No, Groot is not on my vision board.
Groot.
No, love Groot.
I don't know why I'm laughing. I know this for sure. A pastrami sandwich with cheese melting out over the side.
Also not on the vision board.
And then just a picture of you dressed as a woman.
Close.
Yeah.
That is almost on my. It was, and then it fell on the ground. I just haven't picked it up yet. But so that's close. I like Chris Pratt a lot.
He's great.
Strive to be like him.
Yeah.
But no. But yeah, super exciting. And then I had a couple more auditions. Worked, went to my acting class, which was great. I don't know what else I did.
I don't know. I feel like that's pretty good.
It was good. It was a full busy week. Oh, I got a new tattoo.
I want to see that.
Yeah, I got a tattoo yesterday. Very exciting.
Can you stand up and show me now, yeah, or is it like kind of brand new?
And no.
Oh, whoa. That is cool looking. For those that cannot see it, let me describe it to you. It looks like just another pastrami sandwich with cheese hanging out of his head.
Not a pastrami sandwich. No, it's with a cheese.
Beautiful, almost looks like a constellation flamingo.
Yeah, it's like watercolor is the nice. Is the theme there. But it is a flamingo. It's sort of a tattoo for my mom.
Nice.
Because her first tattoo ever was a flamingo.
Nice.
And so, but I liked the watercolor aspect of mine. So,
do you think you'll have enough room eventually on your body for a tattoo of like me?
Well, if you cry yourself to death and I eat your body made of Reese's Pieces, then I will tattoo your face on my butt. Nice. Yes.
But not of Josh. Josh is, you're kind of just like,
no, are you kidding? right after this, I'm going to start blowing up balloons in celebration.
Yeah. Stupid. So that's why you brought all that champagne. Interesting.
Yeah.
For me, my week has been pretty chill. Just throwing out resumes.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Calling businesses, trying to get businesses to agree to set up. We're doing kind of like trying to do like free financial seminars for businesses.
Did we briefly talk about this? Because you, like, right before the podcast last week, you had called somebody by accident.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. How did that Barks, one work out? Barks and Bitches. Bark and Bitches.
Good. Those guys. I'm kind of just going through the Chamber of Commerce website for, you know, Los Feliz in the Los Angeles area.
Oh, okay.
Just calling businesses, seeing if they want to set up. We kind of do like free financial analysis for, you know, retirement and stuff like that. So,
oh, nice. Okay.
Trying to get that off the ground, but in the meantime, obviously, you kind of need money that pays the bills while you're doing
that. Kinda I fucking like, you hear know. You. You know me. I hear you.
So, but been sending out resumes. Got into OkCupid. Josh told me I should check that out.
Oh, really?
From
a business standpoint, or you mean for dating?
For dating. So, let me actually bring up OkCupid because I want to read my profile.
Well, I would love that.
And I would actually like to get your opinion on it.
I while you're doing that, I can tell my brief, my quick OkCupid story.
Ooh,
I just honestly don't even remember when this was now. A long time ago. I went on the site, you know, started an account, blah, blah, blah. And ended up going on one date only.
Okay.
From OkCupid. And had a pretty good time, actually. But from the moment we, like, met, I knew it wasn't going to be a thing.
Okay.
You know, she'd look different than her photos. It wasn't, you know, really good time.
I was going to say, yeah, could it be, like, at least a couple weeks? Or is it just you?
No, we hung out that day, nice. And it was honestly fun and everything. But then that was it. Nice. And then the only other time.
Is this Chicago or is this here?
No, it was here.
Okay.
The only other time OkCupid happened was when I was bartending at Beer Belly.
Okay.
And there was an OkCupid date in my bar.
Yes.
And I just happened to, like, there was a guy and a girl. And the girl was facing me and she looked, like, super bored.
Oh.
And so the guy went to the bathroom and I walked over because, like, their beers were low. And I was like, yo, what's up? Like, you know, you guys want another round or something? And she was like, nah, we're going to leave soon. And she was, like, she's like, I'm on this OkCupid date. And, like, I'm not into it. And I was like, oh, okay. So, you know, sorry. I hope, you know, but I hope, like, the food and shit's been good. So then, and she was cute and she was, like, sort of give me a vibe.
Mr. Steal Your Girl, Brian Colbert.
No. I did not. What I did, though, was play a little trick on her for sure. The dude comes back out. You know, they're, like I said, their beers were like low, getting empty.
Uh-huh.
I walk over to them with two full beers and I said, hey, these are on the house because it looks like you guys are having so much fun. And the guy was like, oh, dude, thanks so much. And she was just like,
so pissed.
Giving me the eye. No kidding. I thought it was hilarious.
It is absolutely hilarious.
So they stay. They finish their beers. She continues to just like have this bored, you know, look on her face. And is like giving me the evil eye.
I would be so mad if I was
God. In that situation. Absolutely. Absolutely. So then they finish up. They leave. I was like, oh, that was funny. Maybe 10 minutes later, she walks back in by herself, walks right up to me and slaps me in the face. Like, no kidding.
In the
middle of the bar. And I was like, oh. And then we like talked. She stayed, had a drink at the bar. And then we ended up like dating for like a few weeks.
She's crazy. And I love it.
Oh my God.
Do I know this person?
I don't know. I guess it's possible you met her. I mean, but again, like I don't know when it was.
I was just going to say, if you weren't living at Los Feliz, I'm guessing we wouldn't be in like 100% like all 24-hour communication.
Right.
So.
No, it was not during Los Feliz.
Okay.
God, where did I live? I seriously don't remember.
I think you just moved in with Chad right after us, after our initial, after 2010. It'd be 2011.
No. I moved in with Chad. Oh, I did move in for like a few months. No, but I lived downtown with Jose for a little bit. I lived with Wes in Franklin Village.
There it is.
Maybe that's
where it is.
Yeah. was. Yeah. So maybe it was then. It was. I think it was on. It was when I was on a break with Tiffany, like our long, like 8 month break.
That's where it was. Man, that's so great. Funny.
But she, but that was. But you know, I didn't date her because of OkCupid. She just happened to be.
No,
on
but that's
OkCupid
such
date.
A such a great story. It was fun. I don't think I've ever heard really that story. Fun. Well, of course it's fun when it starts like that. There yeah, is, yeah. It can only go down. But like the fall is. That's why people skydive.
Yeah.
They love that adrenaline.
God, I can't wait to go skydiving. Seriously.
But that seemed like, you know, it was without a parachute. It was just going to hit the ground and splat.
All right. So you have yours pulled up here?
Let's read my profile. And
this
you,
is Leo's OkCupid profile.
You let me know if this is going to win me my true love.
I'll tell you right now if I'm going to go on a date with you or not after this.
All right. I'm looking for... Let's start with my self-summary.
My self-summary.
Hi. Leo Albert Kovalik Jr. at your service.
Love it.
Originally from DC, lived in Chicago for 5 years, out here in LA, now kicking it in Los Feliz.
Wow.
I'm looking for a woman, ages 18 to 99, near me, who is single.
My God.
What I'm doing with my life, retirement advising and chasing dreams. I'm really good at video games and hanging out with your parents.
Oh, my God.
My favorite books, movies, shows, music, or food. Pizza, pizza, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., pizza, pizza, Daredevil, Jessica Jones, pizza, pizza, Star Wars, pizza, pizza, Spotify, pizza, pizza, and The Flash.
Oh, my God.
The six things I could never
Spotify.
Do. The six things I could never do without. Pizza, video games, pizza, 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 H2O.
The idea of what you might be like as a person based on this yep. is incredible.
I spend a lot of time thinking about making this damn profile is filled with 80s references or saying pizza as much as possible. On a typical Friday night, I am Netflix. Oh, I didn't answer that one.
Oh, damn it.
You should message me if you want to go on a date and return to one of our houses to play video games and smooch.
Oh, my God. The thing is, like, that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. And you might get, like, a really cool, awesome girl to respond to that.
Oh, man. That was kind of my goal. I'm just going to make it super stupid.
Right, like, so silly.
My main profile picture is me with a power glove on from Nintendo.
Love it.
So I was just like, you know what? Because the only other online dating I've ever done before is Tinder.
Oh, right.
And
God, I hate Tinder so much.
It's the worst. And I literally was like, you know what? I'm going to make a real one that's just super dumb, super funny, like just not
when
even
did this
super
go
funny,
up?
But just me. Probably like a week ago.
Okay, how's it going?
39 visitors today.
Got it.
These are all the messages.
Oh, nice. So good.
Pretty good.
Messages
pretty
so
good.
Far. Anybody looking good?
There's one girl that's super cool that has yet to respond to me that okay. I sent her a message.
Sick, sick, sick.
I treat this thing kind of like I treat my Instagram where I only follow you and I don't message anyone or really do anything. I just kind of post a picture that I think is funny and leave it alone.
By the way, what was that last Instagram picture you posted?
The last Instagram picture I sent is...
It said like something about going home and hanging out with you, right? Like with Netflix and chill.
Yeah, but it was a picture of a guy with a 50-inch plasma
that's
on a table.
Oh my God.
At Starbucks.
Oh my God. I don't know how I missed that, but I like did not see
this
the focal point of the picture.
Yeah, this is the
Holy
same.
Holy shit.
This is the same guy at a Starbucks at 1700 North Vermont
is that
here
the Vermont
in Los Feliz.
Yeah. That Starbucks is crazy.
He brings in his PS4,
what?
A headset, and a TV every day. Then I will see
how
him
does Starbucks
once
even
a day.
Let that happen?
I mean, he can't say no if he buys a coffee.
Oh my God.
But he's like voice chatting sometimes when I walk in. Like, shoot to the left. No, the guy's coming from the right. Coming from the right.
Are you shitting me?
In Starbucks. With
how does the internet even like work well enough for that?
It shouldn't. It probably doesn't work well for anyone else because this dude's on.
Yeah,
it.
right. That's so insane.
So yeah, hopefully that guy finds love and maybe I do too through my OkCupid. There is one girl too that I messaged. Her name is Pitboy3000.
Love her.
Which is that thing that Josh has.
Oh, it's actually
it's
video
there.
Game related.
Yeah, it's got a video it, game related, which is, you know, it's obviously not Power Man 5000. If it was that, it'd be
dude.
Only thing. Dude, the best. But yeah, so that was my profile. Hopefully people love it.
Love that.
Somebody, I've gotten a couple of responses where it's just like, okay, you like pizza, let's talk. And like, it's...
Okay, all right. So they're interested, but they want to like cut the bullshit and get to it.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
And obviously, they might be down with video games and smooching because, you know, message me if.
Who doesn't want to smooch?
Yeah.
I mean, smooching is so great.
I should probably add scrumping to that.
Scrumping?
Yeah.
Duh.
You want to go back to, or change it to, instead of one of our houses, like one of our parents' houses.
Want to go back to one of our parents' houses? Smooch.
Smooch and scrump.
So good. See, I try to be funny with my stupid Tinder shit, and it just does not work.
Well,
I don't know how to work Tinder.
I don't have.
Which I don't even care.
Let me show you.
My love life is ridiculous. I had a dream about an ex last night.
Oh, well.
That was like so not, like, you know, it was like a, I woke up and I was like, oh, that was so sweet.
Let's actually jump into that, because you just stumbled upon my topic.
Oh, really?
This week is dreams.
Dreams.
So without saying anything else, Brian, what was this dream?
Like many dreams, it was, you know, I woke up not being able to, oh my God, so good. Leo just showed me one of his Tinder pictures.
That's the main one.
His main profile picture on Tinder, which is him sticking his head out of our old shower in Chicago,
yep,
with a mustache, but also like super enlarged his face.
That when Josh was going crazy with that fat app.
Oh yeah, that's right. IPhone. Oh right, it's the fat app, yeah. Josh,
also, that was
so
the neck
dumb
beard.
And dead.
That was the neck beard picture.
That's right, you did have neck beard, yeah. Yeah, yeah, so I woke up not with like clear, vivid pictures this time of what had happened, mm-hmm, just that it was definitely this one ex-girlfriend of mine, okay, who I sometimes see her on Facebook, but we don't even talk or anything, so it was real random that she would be in my brain.
Not the OkCupid girl.
Not the OkCupid girl, no. And we were just like, it was like real, it was like dumb shit. Like, we were just like at our friend's house and like, you know, like being all flirty and cute with each other. It was really weird.
Yeah.
Like you do when you're a couple. Yeah, it was interesting. And I was, of course, every time I wake up from a dream, I try to think of like, why did that dream happen? What happened during the day that spurred those thoughts that made this dream? You know what, mm-hmm, I mean? But I can never really figure it out. Sometimes I'll have a dream about something and be like, oh yeah, I was thinking about that yesterday. So that makes sense.
So that's kind of where my topic lies, is when I say dreams, you know, what do you take out of it? How do you interpret these? Do you interpret them? Do you think that they show the future? Do you think you can control them? Basically in that, all those mindsets, and I'll kind of go slowly through it. I do believe weirdly.
I do believe weirdly
that there is something in us that we don't understand, like time fully. We don't understand like space and stuff fully. Right. That sometimes dreams can show you where you're supposed to be.
Okay.
Like where maybe you're supposed to head, or a perfect future like that. So an idea. When I was in high school and like in college, I had kept having, and this is 100% true, I kept having this vision. I'm going to call it a vision, but it was
while
a dream.
You were sleeping.
Yeah, it was a dream. So it was a dream. But I call it a vision because, man, I sound like so hippy dippy right now, but like, it's true. Like,
yeah, bro, you need some kale chips.
I'm going to knock you out, bro. But I was a vision. It was me driving in this like Midwestern environment, just flat green grass and corn.
Okay.
And then in the distance, there was a cottage, and stepping out of the cottage was a girl,
yeah,
who I never could see 100% her face, but I knew what the shape was and the hair color.
Yeah.
And like, you know, if she was a bodybuilder, if she wasn't, right. She wasn't.
Trisha?
Trisha? But the
inside jokes.
Inside jokes on the podcast. But as I kept having it, and I was like, I need to meet this girl. I was like, that's what this is. Like, I need to meet that person.
Right, right.
And then when I went to Chicago, driving through the Midwest, getting out there, I met that girl. I met the girl who
She was coming out of a cottage?
No, but I met that girl who then...
Like, seriously, as that was a dumb question, but in reality, how did you, you know, make the connection that this, whoever this girl was the girl from the dream?
Because it would slowly become more and more clear, like, what she kind of looked like. Like, what, like,
oh, okay,
more features would come out and stuff. And this is super crazy, and I had never met this girl.
Yeah.
But I was like, that is that girl is almost exactly who I need to be with.
Interesting.
And then, you know, living in Chicago for only 2 weeks, 3 weeks, maybe, yeah, I met that person. I then dated them for 2 years.
Yeah.
That's, and I don't think I've ever told them that it's like, I kind of imagined you before.
Right, right.
And it's so like, it sounds like lovey-dovey lame, but it's also the only person I've ever really like, I think, well, a couple, but like the only person really that's still, I'm like, damn, I could love them.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's weird.
This is what's crazy to me
about
that.
That's weird, man.
Is I think your brain is so powerful that you might be true. And I also, like what you said might be true. And I also think that your brain might be so powerful that it can convince you of something that isn't of being true. Not that, and I'm not saying way. I'm just, hard to.
Listen, I don't even believe kind of what I just said in the sense of like, because to me, I'm just like, oh, that's crazy. But at the same time, I'm not a spiritual dude, but I'm not a religious dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So for me, that was more just like, like almost like life in my brain and my dreams were guiding me down that one path.
That's
and
it pretty kept kooky, getting man.
narrow and focused. And then it's, to be honest, recently been happening again. And I'm like, it kind of weirds me out because it happens probably every 2 weeks. I'll have the exact same dream.
Oh, that's so weird.
Not a different, it differs in no other way than that person gets a little bit more clear.
Yeah, yeah. Wild. That's pretty wild.
And right now it's still at the phase of like, it, you know, over years does it develop, but it's just weird, man. And that's, I do agree with you that your brain is so wired in mysterious ways, but there's just something in me that believes that we can like go outside of ourselves for a moment and astral project type stuff, but like just where we want to be sometimes if we're so narrow, like so focused.
Yeah. Are you the type of person that like, have you gone into like looked into dream meanings and dream dictionaries to see what that stuff means?
I took a psychology course.
Yeah. Since the dreams?
In college once? No. But I don't know, man. Like the whole, table noise. The whole like Freudian idea of, you know, seeing a giant crab means, you know, you're secretly gay. It's like, I don't know, man.
Oh shit. I've been seeing so many giant crabs in my dreams.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Maybe I should look into that because it'd be interesting to see like the actual, maybe some like what some scientists have seen that it's like, yeah, you're narrowly focused because you keep, and then you finally meet somebody who looks close to it and you're like, that's it.
Right.
It was so weird because this person also liked me back and we were together for 2 years and like we're in love. It's like that. Like, that's weird. And I'd never been in love before that. And, you know, it's like, it was a very weird situation. And
it sounds like it.
It's been happening again recently.
And like same dream?
Like I had mentioned, different dream. I'll explain a dream I had last night because you were in it.
God, I'm so happy
right now. I'll tell you right now. Josh wasn't, though, but
Josh isn't in anything anymore except the ground.
true story. but it was just one of those dreams that I had in my mind. And I have recently, now it's like more involved like the ocean. Like I'm walking towards the beach.
Yeah.
And it's obviously out here in California.
Hey, maybe your dream girl is a fish.
Oh,
you ever think about that?
Some sweet, sweet fish.
Yeah. There's some fish that haven't even been discovered yet. Maybe it's like a really beautiful like mermaid type fish.
And the problem is there's a lot of plenty of fish in the sea. So like I'll have to find the one.
The one of all of the fish.
It's been a red herring all along.
Wow, very interesting.
Yeah, my dream last night was pretty weird. And that's a dream in a case, because that was a case of me pushing myself towards something.
Yeah.
Possibly predetermined or not. I don't know. Yeah. This is a crazy world. We don't understand all of it. But this is more of a dream that I think might come true.
Okay.
And if it's, there's not too, anything too crazy.
Wait, this one that I was in?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was us sitting around on, I'll say it, I'll mention names. It was us sitting around a podcast table.
Yeah.
It was just me and you and one of my ex-girlfriends.
Okay.
Katie. So it was me sitting around. It was me and you were sitting around.
From here?
We're on the mics. Yeah. We're on the mics. Katie isn't.
Yep.
Which is weird.
We both had ex-girlfriend dreams last night. That's weird.
Yeah. That's, but when you mentioned, I'm like, you just stumbled into my topic. Yeah. So I'm sitting there. We're obviously, I guess, talking again. Mm-hmm. And there's a girl that lives out here now that started dating Katie's ex-boyfriend.
Oh, weird. In real life?
No, this is all like,
this is all in the dream
world. Apparently, I'm dreaming soap operas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cool, man. Cool.
But apparently,
Just wake up and start writing soap opera ideas down. Right?
The girl now that lives out here, Jenna.
Okay.
Super funny girl from Chicago.
Okay, okay.
She lives out here now. And she, in the dream, is dating Katie's ex-boyfriend, who Katie left to hang out with me again. And then we think about, like, you know, she's like, well, that dude sucks. You're great, Brian. And then you two start talking.
Whoa, weird.
Jenna and you.
Yeah.
And then to me, it's like, okay, well, that's weird because you guys would be pretty awesome together.
Huh.
Like, she just seems like a really cool chick.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's also making out here in the acting world and stuff. And then Katie.
Do I know her in real life?
I think so. I don't know. She was at one table read for one of our sketch shows.
Oh, cool.
But it went awful. And obviously, she was like, I don't want any part of this.
Got
and
it.
That makes sense.
Smart move.
Smart move, Jenna. Young lady. But it's just one of those things where it's like, man, that's kind of weird because, like, Katie, I had messaged her because I had felt so bad about how things ended.
Oh, wow. Like recently?
Recently.
Yeah.
I felt so bad about how things ended that I was like, oh, man, I'm not going to get a response. I just want it out there in the world because I felt like a total schlub. And I got a response. It was not what I was expecting. It was, you know, a couple minutes went by. Obviously, I was still chatting, maybe an hour. And then kind of left it at that. But it's just so weird to me. It's like, well, I don't know. Like the way things left, I don't know. Could not. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's a very weird situation. And that to me, it just seems like things that could possibly come true in some alternate world.
Yeah, I mean, I get, yeah, I don't, of course, I guess you,
I've not, had I'm dreams not, that. I'm not trying to guide you into one particular.
Sounds like you want me to date this Jenna girl. No, I think you're right. Cause I have, you know, sometimes you have crazy dreams and you wake up and you're like, you know, that that's not a real thing that would happen in the world. But sometimes you have dreams that are, that just seem like normal life. And yeah, of course, why anything's possible or whatever. I don't know about.
Cause in that case, maybe it was just my brain being like, well, yeah, you were just thinking about her.
I think so, but I always like lean towards like the logical, rational side of everything. So I don't know.
That's weird. Cause I'm the exact opposite. Dreams with real life, I am like completely like, yeah, of course. Like, you know,
right.
Men can't fly. We're not supposed to have wind beneath our wings.
Wow.
And nice. I was trying to sing the Five for Fighting song, but I forgot it halfway through.
I was thinking about Bette Midler.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You are the wind beneath my wings. Men want men to fly.
There you go. Oh, that song.
Between their knees.
Yeah.
He's only a man. He's only a pain. I got nothing else.
We should play that song in the podcast.
We probably should, actually.
I can't stand to fly. I'm not that naive. I'm just out to find the better part of me. I'm more than a bird. I'm more than a plane. I'm more than some pretty face beside a train. And it's not easy to be me. I wish that I could cry, fall upon my knees, find a way to lie about a home I'll never see. It may sound absurd, but don't be naive. For special things.
Here's my answer.
It'll be a way better answer. Song than Josh's death call.
Oh, yeah, enough of that sad shit. God, yeah. Get over it, everyone. He's dead.
Get over it. Tweet at him if you want to help get over it and just kind of vent all your thoughts and aggressions to him.
This is what I do like about dreams, where when you have dreams about people, is that if it is like last night, if it's about somebody that you sort of haven't really thought of in a while or haven't talked to in a while, and you have a dream about them, like I woke up feeling good because it was a happy dream. And so later on today after that, I hit her up and I was like, yo, how are you? Because she like recently moved, and I was like, how's fucking Alabama, like, you know, how's life, what's up?
I'm gonna do some research and find this.
Her name's Zara. I hired her at Beer Belly. Now I sound like a creep, but I hired her at Beer Belly, and then we dated for a little while.
Nice.
And she's really awesome. But yeah, so that I thought it was it was a reason for me to reach out and that's just awesome. Say hey to old friends.
Now on the turn of coin of that, you could absolutely wake up, be thinking about somebody, and be in the worst mood all day.
For sure.
Or have a really just bad dream in general where it's like, my God, that was awful. And then it like totally ruins your day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
And maybe this is also coming from somebody who had an ex-girlfriend that would judge me based on her dreams. Like if I did something dumb in like her dreams, the next like day or two, she would like not talk to me or be like, what's wrong? She's like,
you were
a dick in a dream. I was like, what are you doing? Like
I can attest to that though. I've had a bad dream about somebody. And then when you see them in real life, obviously, you know, it was a dream, but the last like thing in your mind, and your mind is powerful. Yeah. That you have is like that memory, and you know, I think it could maybe play a little bit before you got to snap out of it and stop being such a douche. But
for sure.
But you know,
but I don't know. Also, there's this thing that I absolutely know I can do, and it's a real thing, which is basically when you're in REM sleep, and there's flashing lights,
right.
You can know that, and then understand that you are actually dreaming at that time, not being awake, and then you can start controlling your dream.
My older brother, when we were younger, it was like a eye mask, and it recognized when your eyes started fluttering in that REM mode, and then a REM mode, and then
it's
would.
Me in the corner.
It's me in the spotlight, losing my religion. I've lost my religion.
Yep,
Scott Stapp.
Continue. I'm curious about this.
Creed.
He is
the lead singer of REM. He's
Creed. Oh my God.
I forgot his name. Is it also Scott or?
Let's save that.
Who gives a shit?
Let's delete all
episode
this.
100. Delete all what were we saying?
It's definitely Scott Stapp as the lead singer of REM.
No, damn it. He's got some name like that. He always looks sick. That guy, didn't he?
He did. Wow.
What the fuck were we talking about?
We're talking about your brother with a sleep mask.
Oh right. So
this is actually really interesting. If there's a mask out there that can do this.
This was, I mean, we were both in high school so this is a long time ago, but it was like, you know, it just looked like, you know, those people who put a mask over their eyes just so it's dark for when to sleep.
For sure.
It looked like that, but it was, you know, a little bulkier and shit. And the point was it was supposed to flash lights at your eyes when it recognized that you were in REM sleep so that you would be like, oh, wait, I'm dreaming. But he said it never worked for him.
It must be like my computer light or something in my room. It's, I would say, very rare, like probably in the 3 years almost that we've lived here.
Yeah.
In this house, it's happened maybe 4 times when I can literally be dreaming and I'll just be having some weird dream where I'm walking, you know, and then all of a sudden I'm like, shit, I'm dreaming.
What do you do in that instance?
Instant flight.
Yeah.
It's always flight or be like a superhero. And literally there's times when a dream will stop because I wake up and the dream was so awesome and I knew I was dreaming that I would like go back to sleep almost within like the next 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And I could continue right where I left
off.
That's
pretty great.
Dream.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the dream.
It's like my superpower, dream control.
That's the dream to be able to get back into a good dream.
Dream.
I actually think I did one time realize I was dreaming and fly. I think so.
Yep.
And another time I realized I was dreaming and I watched porn. In my dream.
Yes.
But hey, you know, we all have our issues.
Now let's talk real quick about dream sex.
Sure.
Because this is something that, again, is to me one of the best parts about dreaming, because there are sometimes
dream sex.
Yeah, when you can dream and have, and absolutely it's real because it's your mind, but like almost why VR is gonna be so cool, but like you can dream and you wake up and you're like, damn.
Yeah.
Like that's one another feeling when you wake up, you're like, that just happened.
Yeah. I've had some great dream sex.
Yeah. She was 99.
Wow.
Yeah.
99. I can say with utmost certainty that real life sex is more fun.
Okay. Yes.
But dream sex is great every once in a while, sure.
Yeah.
Love a good dream sex. I dream sex last night with my ex.
See?
And we were also being cute and flirty, but also the sex.
Oh.
she's attractive. I had an interesting week with girls. I also fucking texted Tiffany.
Yay!
So stupid, though.
Tiffany's the best.
She is the best, unfortunately, because I'm
Tiffany
Bryan dating.
2017.
Hey-o!
Run for president a year after hilarious. You can.
Very funny. Very funny girl week.
Do you have anything else to say about dreams? I think I've kind of sufficiently creeped everyone out about my, paranormal dream,
dreamscape. Psychic dreaming. I love it. I also want updates on that. Because now that you're having those dreams again about a girl, let me know how it goes.
If it starts forming from a girl figure into a guy figure with tattoos,
like tattooed
and flamingos,
arms
and beards, I'll absolutely let you know so you can
please
run
let
away.
Me know real fast. Yeah, I don't know. I guess not. I guess not. I had a dream when I was a kid. I had a recurring dream of falling off a building and waking up right before I hit the ground.
Oh, those are the worst.
Which I always thought was crazy. And I've had a few dreams about like my teeth like crumbling.
Now, okay,
which is a really terrible dream to have.
It's the worst. I've actually had that a couple times too. That is a case of where I'd like to look at what that
means.
And I think I remember looking.
I have before.
I feel like I have before. And it's self consciousness.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I do like my teeth, and I hope that they're perfect forever. They're not going to be. And they're not perfect now. But they're close, guys.
They're pretty close.
You know what? One quick thing, actually. A really cool sect of dreams that only a few people understand.
Oh, the teeth dream, man. You got
is,
me on that.
So. No, that one's gross. Oh. But is the, like, server nightmare dreams.
Oh, yeah.
Those are... Everybody who's a server knows what you're talking about when you say that.
Yep.
And they're so awful. And I remember getting them really bad. The worst when we worked at the Grand Lux.
Yep.
Awful.
Why is it that everyone calls off the same day? Everyone, for some reason,
it's
the
just
cooks
you by
are
yourself
gone.
And the oh my god, they are the worst dreams.
Really,
I've
I have
ever had
30 tables right now, and then you get to the point. Actually, I think I had one not too long ago.
Really?
Because getting them now is even the worst. It was at like some diner, and in the dream, this is real true story. This happened like a week ago. It's just now popping back up. That's how brains work. But I was waiting on this like table of mine that like, you know, a family that loves you. They come in kind of just to see you. Everything's great.
They request you.
And then after I took their order for their food, I went back to my house in the dream and took a nap. And like that was 100% true. And then I was like, oh my God, I realized what I did. And I ran back to the restaurant and the guy was like, have you put on our food yet? And I was like, oh no, oh my God, it'll be right out. And then I woke up after that, but I'm like, why is that still happening? What is happening?
That's crazy. I haven't had a server dream in a while and I've
good for you.
I've never stopped working in a restaurant ever, but
yeah.
But I think it's because like we had them the worst at the Grand Lux because the Grand Lux was a fucking nightmare.
Oh my God.
You know? I wonder if when I start this new job, if I don't imagine that it will be a nightmare, but just like being in a new serving job or bartending job, maybe I'll start getting them again. I really hope not.
I really hope not. That is funny. This is not a dream, it's a story, since it's, you know,
dream story.
It's a celebration
real
of Josh's
story?
Passing.
Fuck you, Josh.
Fuck you, Josh. when we worked at the Grand Lux, we, you know, obviously you had to show people up because it was a massive restaurant and you had to, you know, they needed all the help they could get for hosting help. And I remember
I thought you were saying show people up like one up people, like show them up.
No. Well, that too. Stranger Danger, best game ever. Inside joke. But
noodle cell
in the biggest room,
the
which
Michigan
is called
room.
Michigan room because it was on the actual side of Michigan Avenue.
Right.
There was a massive water leak from the theater above. And literally one of the tables had, no joke, like a waterfall just pouring on it.
While there were people sitting there?
No. Like everyone was
gone.
Cut out
okay.
Rotunda
Holy
and
shit.
Ontario. For some reason, we still stayed open. That's how this restaurant worked.
Yeah.
But Josh showed him up and he's like, you want to see something funny, Leo? And I was like, yeah, of course I want to see something funny. Walked them to that table and literally there's like splashing and they're like, no one else is in this giant room. And Josh is still like, okay, so yeah, how's your day? Like, oh, yeah, welcome to Chicago. And
it's
like, and here's your table. They're like, is there anything else? And I guess John McMahon, the manager at the time, was losing his mind.
Of course
like,
he was.
So upset.
God,
but yeah, that's a
place.
Little Josh story. So I don't know, dreams.
Dreams, bro.
I guess.
We talked about real life dreams a couple weeks ago, if not last week. And now we're talking about dreams.
So now everyone is going to, from here on out, in the Druniverse.
Oh, the Druniverse.
The expanded Drew universe is going to know that Leo is going to go home and play with his crystals.
Yes.
And look into his crystals and see where
into those sweet, sweet crystals.
See where the universe takes him.
Yeah, please let me know what my future's like since you're apparently just dreaming about telling the future. Yeah.
Well, I honestly, to me, I think
aside from dating Jenna.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Cool. All right, well, I guess I'll hit this Jenna girl up. Yep. Make that dream come true.
But also it means that, like, Katie and I get back together, and she probably doesn't want that.
Got it. Sure. Oh, man.
So she'll be like, ugh, no. This dream, this future
she'll
sucks.
She'll tell Jenna, don't date Brian. Brian's Leo's friend. God, they're gross.
What do you got?
Think I'm just going to be single forever, okay?
Works for me. Buds for life.
Just me and you now that Josh is dead.
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait. Please move in. He didn't leave any rent. Do you have any topics that you want to talk about, bring to the table?
What else this week? I don't know if anything else big happened.
Okay. I mean, the Super Bowl is pretty big. My dreams have been pretty big.
Texted Max girlfriend telling her to love her and miss her. What else happened?
What else happened? Crash Bandicoot might get rebooted.
Table Noise.
In that order, Crash Bandicoot, girlfriend, right. Dreams.
Yes. I don't know. All right. I've got another surge of energy and excitement for the old acting career.
Nice.
You know.
Well, you're straight killing it.
Because when booking happens, then you get real excited again. Booking happens. Acting class is going well. I think I'm going to spend a lot of money on this camera on a credit card because I don't have any money. So that I can start shooting some stuff and put a real nice reel together and take some new headshots.
Can I be in something that you shoot?
100%. Absolutely nice. Need you to. And I've been doing like some, this girl who's in my acting class who is so hot.
Okay, a couple times I've heard this.
And a really good actress. But she just went to this particular casting director to his workshops, did really well. He called her in for an audition for Criminal Minds like 2 days later. And she booked it.
Whoa.
So now she's got her first TV role ever, all from doing this, you know, from doing a really good job at a workshop. So, you know, I want to go do stuff, more stuff like that.
And very cool.
Really, really do well and show. Because I get a lot of confidence in my acting class because my acting teacher is awesome and is, you know, gives me praise a lot and stuff, and she's real critical. When you fuck up, she'll tell you
for sure.
But when you do a really good job, she tells you too. And so I always leave class feeling like, you know, if the right things fall into place and if I put my efforts into where they should go and stuff, that, you know, I could maybe have a career in this, like, for real.
Heck yeah, dude.
So that feels good.
That's good to know at 32.
Yeah, right. took a long time.
That's awesome.
But that stuff felt good this week.
Hard work in right place at the right time.
Yeah, of course, there's a lot of things that have to happen for all that to happen, and a lot of them are out of control.
And obviously, you're white.
Yeah, I'm a white male. So life's pretty good.
Oh my god.
Yeah, crazy, man.
All right. Well, what did you watch this week?
This week I am going to.
What did you watch? What did you read? What did you
review? What I've seen so far of the new FX show Baskets.
Ooh,
have you heard of this?
No. Well, I've seen just on posters. I'm gonna say it and then spell it. Yeah. Zach Galifianakis.
Sure. And spelling?
Nope. I want to see this. So, Brian, could you please do us the pleasure, not only for myself but also Dead Josh?
To interrupt you, yeah. I will not do it for Dead Josh.
Oh,
okay. I'm doing it for you and our listeners.
Okay. Let me correct myself here. Then,
yes, please do,
Brian. Can you please, for our great listeners and those watching on Twitch, and myself, only those three, can you please review in three words, followed by a clownish, sexy cat meow?
Clownish. Perfect. Appropriate. Very appropriate.
Thank you. I try to. Sexy cat meow of the FX show Baskets, starring Zach Galifianakis.
Yes. Awkward. Louie. Weird. Meow! Whoops!
Oh god, Hawk was the best part. All right, guys, his face, please feel free to come to the hour 13 mark and watch that.
Yep, watch
on
the
Twitch.
Old face. Baskets is a show created by Zach Galifianakis and Louis C.K.
Okay.
About this guy, Chip Baskets, who wants to be a clown. It's his dream in life is to be a clown.
That is the character's name.
His name is Chip Baskets.
That is one of the best character names I think I've ever heard.
Pretty great.
In any show.
And so he goes to this, like, you know, like a real like clown school in France, in Paris, to honestly, really, truly be a clown. And he doesn't speak French. He's just, you know, he's an idiot. He's Zach Galifianakis. And so he flunks out and he comes back home and to Bakersfield, California.
Nice.
And so, but he, like, is, you know, never giving up his dream to become a clown, apparently. I've only watched the first two episodes. So that's it. And so he wants to be named Renoir, the clown, but through a series of events, he just ends up going by Baskets the Clown because his last name is Baskets.
Yes.
First word I said was awkward. You know, Zach Galifianakis is like one of those actors where, you know, you can basically, you know, just from hearing his name and thinking of him, like what a character he would play would be like, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like he's some amazing actor, but so, you know, like from between
pretty
two
great
ferns,
in Birdman.
He was good. That's true. He was good in Birdman. More and a little, yeah, and a little more unlike himself.
But yeah, just throwing that out there.
No, that's good. That's good. Thanks.
Awkward.
Yes, awkward, right. He's just sort of his weird, awkward self, and he's just weird with everybody because he's a fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
But hilarious about it. And then I said Louis, both because...
This one interests me.
Louis C.K. Is one of the creators. And And Louis Anderson acts in the show. Louis Anderson.
Oh,
do you remember Louis Anderson?
My God, from the cartoon.
Yeah, I haven't even thought about
him. And then
him
he hosted
forever.
Family Feud, I
yes.
think, for a while.
Yes, table noise. I'm so sorry. Yeah, I'm so sorry. Earthquake. Big table noise. Louis Anderson's in the show and plays... Zach's mother on the show, and not
for those listening, my mouth is agape.
Yeah, he Louis Anderson plays her.
Yes,
and he's crushes. He's so funny. It's
I need
insane.
To see this.
And then my last word was weird, just because, you know, there's moments where I feel like you laugh like 5 minutes later just because of how weird the jokes are. Like, it's not like I do laugh out loud sometimes, but it's not like a, you know, real laugh out loud. It's like a show that, you know, Louis C.K. and Zach Galifianakis would make. So it's like, sometimes you're just like, what
That's
the
a
hell?
Pretty
this is
awesome
so
duo.
Silly. Yeah, it's really good. I would check it out. First two episodes I loved, and I'm going to continue watching. I think there's only four available on FX right now or whatever.
Where can we go to watch that? Because if it's on FX, is that Hulu? Is that Netflix? Obviously not.
What happened? We were having some issue with
our
oh, you can watch it on like on demand.
Okay,
but
cool.
We were having some issue with it at that time, so we used our Apple TV.
Okay,
we used that the FX Now app.
Nice.
And so yeah, I think if you have FX, you can probably just watch it on the internet too.
I'm guessing yeah, because a lot of Comedy Central stuff you can just watch.
Yeah, right.
At least
exactly.
The last six
like Nathan
episodes.
For You. So good. Yeah. So watch Baskets. I think it's great. It's pretty great.
Okay. Speaking of Tinder, I'm having a Tinder. A long time ago we talked about that.
speaking of Tinder,
having a Nathan for You conversation. With some girl
on Tinder,
yeah, just talking about like our favorite episodes and stuff like that.
That's amazing,
pretty great. Not in person, not yet.
No.
We'll eventually talk there. We must both be super awkward.
And Leo, did you watch anything this week?
Yes,
did you?
I'm about halfway through the season
of
The Biggest Loser.
Oh wow, okay.
I've just thought about this. This is something I want to kind of review because yeah. it's. I'm thinking about it, and we talked about Tony Horton a couple weeks ago.
Yes, we did,
and just kind of working out. So I will review the mid-season point of The Biggest Loser.
And is that currently airing? Is this
yes,
this season
still going.
Leo,
what
could you please review for me and the listeners of this podcast and the viewers of this live stream on Twitch and no one else, especially not Josh.
Yep. Definitely not.
Could you review for just those people the first half of this season of The Biggest Loser, and then could you follow that up immediately with the meow of a cat whose owner has really let himself go.
Okay.
And then got to the point where they realize, like, I need to start taking care of my cat. And so gets him on a new diet, really healthy organic cat food. Cat loses a bunch of weight. Never been a happier cat.
Yes, of course I can.
Thank you so much.
I'm excited to try to meow like that cat. All right, so I'm going to start with teamwork. Hopefully there's, it's one word. I'm considering teamwork one word.
One word, compound word.
Thank you. Inspirational. Informative. Me. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
It was like it was right in the moment between yep. feeling like a horrible cat and the best new cat.
He was like, oh man, he really let himself go. But then he hadn't seen him in a while. And he looked up and there
walked
it was.
Past the mirror. Whoa. Thank you. Great meow. Okay, so
teamwork. It's I don't really like reality shows. In fact, I dislike them. I don't think I've ever really watched them.
Yeah.
Biggest Loser is different for some reason for me because not only is it just a great reminder of what happens when you kind of let your feelings and you let, depression kind of sink in,
yeah.
what it can lead to. And a lot of people struggle with that. And I think it's just a really great show, but it shows also the good side of it too, of like when people band together and you use your emotions in a good way and you don't give up and you start believing in yourself. So
nice.
That kind of blends in with my other word, inspirational, because
right.
the show is, they've changed people's lives. It's super great to see their finale when they do like the before and after picture. And the best part about it is when the doctor comes out and he's like, by the way, you've just given yourself 25 years of life because you lost 200 pounds.
Wow.
And they do it in a very healthy way. So that doctor's basically been with them since the very, very beginning of season one. And they just, you know, the doctor in the very beginning of the season is like, listen, like this year they did, I think something like what 100 pounds of fat looks like that was on this one guy. And they kept dumping it and literally it filled like a fish tank.
Damn.
And the guy's like, that's what you have around your entire body right now, crushing your organs with gravity. And he's like, this is the day you're going to die. And he held up a sign. It was 2 years from now.
Whoa.
And it's a team thing. So he was there with his daughter and his daughter just started bawling.
Jesus.
And then the mid-season kind of finale-ish, he unfortunately, spoiler, like got kicked off. But at the end of it, I was showing him meeting with the doctor again. And he had basically given himself like 20 years of life again. And he's like, all that stuff we saw before you lost. And also anyone who gets voted off has a chance to win $100,000 just from losing the weight back home. And then The winner gets $250,000 overall. So pretty great. And information, it's just really good to hear like them talk about what they're doing. It's great to see some new workouts, some like different stuff.
Because they have like professional like nutritionists and stuff.
They have nutritionists in the back end. They don't really talk about that. They do. Oh, okay. It does seem kind of like they're almost like the Super Bowl kind of just like pitching a product like, oh man, this, you know, fiber bar is real great. And it's like, I use it for my training. But at the same time, if they're pitching it, they're selling the product. But also to me, it's like, okay, cool. I don't know like what a good protein bar to eat is because a lot of it's just sugar. And in theirs, they're like, it's not much sugar. It's like that blah, blah. So yeah, I can look that up online, but it's I like the show anyway, so it's good to see that. And then tips like, you know, if you're hungry, but you know you're only hungry because you're used to eating now, but your body's not ready to eat, you know, just go out, buy a pack of gum that's like flavored like mint chocolate ice cream, and just do that, and that gets rid of the craving. So there's like some really great information, like, and that has 5 calories as opposed to the 400 you're about ready to take in via the thing. So, and also it's like drink water. It's all they're allowed to drink basically on the ranch. So it's great. It's, I don't know, just really motivational, very nice for me in the moment where I'm just trying to like get really healthy. And it's hard because all I want to do is just keep, you know, like I did for the Super Bowl, eat
pizza, pizza, pizza,
pizza, pizza, pizza, chicks, babes, pizza, chicks, video games, babes, pizza. It's always something I want to do too, is like, because video games, people get like kind of knocked for like having like kind of being out of shape and stuff,
right?
Yeah, I mean there is a vast majority, but it's like there's also some of us out there that care about our bodies and still try to do those
and do
too.
Other things besides just play video games. So just like everything,
how
much, you know?
I think it'd be like a cool, I've always been mulling over the idea of how cool it'd be to have like a YouTube channel where it's kind of dedicated to like, because you know there's those big huge dudes,
yeah.
But how cool would it be to have like kind of like a real looking person who also, you know, plays video games like you do, but you know, make, you know, all right, cool, you beat that boss, drop down and give you 20. Like just things that like kind of almost like even on here on Twitch, just kind of stream like that and have some fun with it. So I've been kind of mulling over that idea.
Oh, that's cool. A little cross stream, if you will, of us being athletic and healthy and fit and playing video games.
And doing a hobby that involves sitting, staring at something.
Yeah. At my house, me and Chad, my roommate, will play Mario Kart every once in a while on 64. And we'll play, you know, we'll do like it always goes like we'll play all four.
Of course.
Unless somebody wins three of them. But if then it's 2-2, so we'll play another one again for like a rubber match for the final winner. And while we do that, we usually like have a beer or a glass of wine. So
heck yeah.
Not exactly like your plan.
No. I'm just saying like that would be something that would like actually film and stuff. No, there's nothing beats having a beer by your side playing a video game.
We do film it because I just always have a constant running camera in my room, my bedroom.
Never stops.
Yeah.
That got us into some trouble. That vision board.
Woo!
But if you guys ever just want to send me an invite next time you got a Mario Kart night.
Dude, deal.
I'm there.
100%.
I'll have you come pick me up and then...
Seriously, you guys got to come over to my house more. I got a great house.
All I got to do.
Now that it's getting to be 90 degrees outside in February, you know, we could go hang outside.
All you got to do is respond to a text and I'm there.
Damn it. I really don't even remember that text. I'm so sorry.
Chad would have had a lot of fun. Chad and his super in shape friend. You guys went to almost died in an avalanche together.
Oh yeah, Joey has a ridiculous body.
You guys should live... Two dudes talk about Joey's body. You guys should live life and come do pin dodge.
I'll tell everyone.
Yeah.
I just figured that you have invited everybody on
Facebook, have, but no one's listening. So yesterday I just went through and texted even everybody. Everyone that I had already invited to was like, what's going on? I'm like, oh, God.
You're like, God damn it.
God damn it. I've already paid for this
shit. Yeah. I'm going to hit everybody up because pin dodge is fun.
Just throw it out there.
Yeah. I feel like Sam would play.
Sam would have a blast.
I think so. Yeah.
Just ask around. And by that, I mean, like, do some, like, skywriting if you
could.
Right.
Yeah. No, I'll rent an airplane.
Pay for that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it will write in the sky. How do they do that?
I think it's the fuel lines that they just cut.
Right.
And then every skywriter you see is also on his way to
crashing. His way to death.
Yeah.
Got it. That's actually how Josh died.
He was skywriting. And he only got halfway through
Everybody's just like, what the fuck is that?
And then the trail just went straight into an explosion. Because that's how skywriting works.
Man, we know our stuff.
Yeah, I don't like to brag, but there's a lot of stuff I know about.
Yeah. I know.
Maybe my topic next week will be everything I know.
Right.
And then it'll just
If you want to make it a really short subject, then you could say things I don't know. Because it'll be hardly anything.
That is true.
Because you know everything.
All right, and that's maybe how to make a good pumpkin pie. That's probably it.
I love pumpkin pie, though.
All right, man. Well, that was a great kind of Brian Leo episode.
That was a Brian Leo episode.
I could get used to this.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously. Let's just keep doing this every week.
If you guys could write in to normallynormalcrew@gmail.com if you enjoyed this, if we get even just one email, even just one, this will change and this will be the new format. So please write in.
Be a part of something new.
Yeah, be a part of something new and great.
Your voice will be heard here.
Yeah, even just one voice. Even if it's just...
Just one stupid
even
voice.
Even if it just says, it's forwarded from Brian. I'll listen to it.
Even if you accidentally send us an email and you meant to send it to somebody else who just has a very similar email address to us, we accept it.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's strange because ours is normally normal crew. And it's like, who knows what it could be?
Hey, who knows? I'm just thinking of different possibilities.
Make sure you tweet at us. If you don't feel like emailing it, tweet at us. It's this new Twitter thing that's going around.
Yeah, it seems cool. I'm not sure if it'll catch on.
Yeah, I don't know. But we create it just in case. That's @normally_norm. And everything on our website as well with... We do have to create the Wilton Way now that the WiltonWay.com goes there. We have to do something on our website for that.
Yeah.
Kind of get some of those people over here watching our stuff. So please do. That is www.normallynormal.com. I am Leo Albert Kovalik Jr., one of your hosts, producer, director, art director, production design, set design, lighting, grip.
Wow.
I mean, we'll put that to the things I don't
know.
How
are you holding your head up with all those hats?
I'm really not right now. I'm just so beat,
that
so tired.
Sounds rough, yeah.
So you can find me on Twitch when I'm not here on Normally Normal's channel. I am at Kovalik317, not only on Twitter, but also on Twitch.
Boom. I am your second and last host of the day. My name is Brian Colbert Kennedy. I would like to give a quick shout out to Monty over at the Honorable Society. I love my tattoo, so go check him out if you want a tattoo. And
throw that link, dude, in the bottom of that.
Yeah, I'll throw some info in the bottom there.
And a picture, too. Let's take a picture of your tattoo.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'll put it up. I do love it. It's beautiful. And then you can find me on Twitter @_BPCK and on my website at imbck.com. That is continuously being updated and will be better than ever soon once I buy this camera that I don't have money for. And also, just, I don't want to say, anything for anybody else, but from Brian to you, I'm feeling the burn.
Ooh.
Feeling the burn.
Let's finally talk about that, because...
We only have 72 more episodes to go. No, 82 more episodes to go.
That one.
And we'll be at episode 100. Yeah,
yeah, and the election will already happen.
Yeah. Be way too
late. But no, I'd be very interested to see what you guys think.
Yeah,
I think you guys might be interested to hear what I think.
I'm almost always interested in hearing what you think. Almost.
Almost.
And if I'm not, you'll know.
Pizza.
Oh, yesterday was National Pizza Day.
I heard it was Pancake Day.
Somebody told me. Well, we had pizza.
Somebody told me.
You had a girlfriend.
Who looked like a pizza.
That I had a pizza.
All right, guys. Well, probably sounds awful podcast, episode 18. Bye.
Goodbye.
See ya.
Josh Pad.